number one sports betting show coming out of Pat McAfee Incorporated Thunderdome. I am Tone Diggs.
At a baby Tony.
That man. Right there. That man's Bubba Gumpino. He is a Canadian sensation. He is a bearded wonder.
What?
Good day, Tony.
Good day to you, sire.
Hey.
New location or?
I mean, apparently the power goes out in the middle of the middle
Canada? Of
Canada. In the 10 minutes before the show starts.
That'll happen. Hey, that'll happen.
We made it. We're good.
Otter, how are we today?
Tony, we got the Lakers game tonight. I'm pretty pumped. How are you?
Pretty fucking pumped. Brucey Bruce.
What's going on, dude?
What is going on, dude?
She was cold as ice. Just willing to sacrifice our love. Ladies and gentlemen, Nikki Skates.
Yeah!
Welcome back!
What's going on, dude?
Woo! Welcome back. You had some days off, my friend.
I did.
And couple, inside, jackass!
Couple dark days. Couple dark days in the barn on the ice. We're back.
We are back with the NHL playoffs. Tonight.
I wish the Knights were playing tonight after talking to Stoner. Boy, am I jacked up for that series, Gumps.
I've never been more fucking confident in Texas
hockey. Hey, he was relaxed. He was calm, cool, collected, not sweating a thing.
Oh. Nope. It's a hell of a sell.
We'll talk about that more. We will talk about them tomorrow. But we do have the NHL playoffs tonight. We have the NBA playoffs tonight. We have basically no baseball tonight.
Two games.
What happened to the sketch there?
Tough sketch. Tough sketch.
Tough sledding today.
Stop with these baseball fucking schedule makers.
Bruce is hot. Bruce is
fucking Bambino's fucking back.
Bambino's back.
Well, he lost yesterday. Today.
Oh, no.
Did he?
Yeah, first five Orioles.
Was it a play of the month, play of the day?
Just POD.
Okay, just POD.
I lost on Orioles full game.
Okay.
Yeah. I was hoping Bambino would wake up today and have a POY in his pocket just after the 3-0 bounce back yesterday.
He did not.
He did not. No, just a loser POD.
Can we talk about the ice?
Yeah, we can talk about
Christ.
Real quick. PGA Championship, Scottie Scheffler, Corey Connors, Keegs, Bryson, all three under.
Yeah. Bryson DeChambeau, really the crazy one.
We did get some good info about Corey Connors from the Junkies. We appreciate them. We'll cover that a little more in a little bit. But we start on the
fucking ice.
We start on the ice. Panthers, Hurricanes, 20,000 screaming Canadiens, brother.
Brother.
We don't know who's fucking sounding the siren.
Can you look it up?
I looked it up.
Nothing yet?
Nothing.
Oh, keeping a secret? I like that. I do like that. We spoke to Justin Williams last night on That's Hockey Talk, youtube.com/ That's Hockey Talk. Mr. Game 7, former Carolina Hurricane captain, won a cup with the Canes, now in a senior advisor role with the team. He didn't say he'd be sounding siren tonight, but he did. He did seem like he was going to be doing it soon.
Did he say, like, if there's a potential Game 7?
No, I said, you know, that would only make sense, but I think he's a guy you'd want to bring out.
Looks like
maybe
he could still play. He might play in the series, actually.
Maybe bring him out. Maybe bring him out game 2. Maybe bring him out game 5. We'll see. We'll see. That was very strange what you just did.
I had,
dude, Tony's
super awkward. Tony's now, I feel uncomfortable.
The last two days, I've been watching Tony scratch his beard with these scissors, thinking he's going to accidentally stab himself.
There's been scissors on my desk the last 2 days. I don't know where they came from.
Threw a pair of scissors in the wall like a ninja star.
Super unpleasantly just put the scissors right there on your neck.
They are very distracting. I realized what I was doing. I looked for the back room. They realized what I was doing, and I fucking got rid of them.
Okay? This guy, a psyche valve? Everything all right, dude?
What are we doing tonight? Panthers at the Hurricane.
Since we don't know who's sounding the siren, I will go strictly based off of social media posts. The Hurricanes put out a fucking sweet social media post today saying, here, kitty, kitty.
They did.
Of a little panther coming into PNC Arena, and there's fucking water and wind flying around everywhere. It looks absolutely sick.
Everywhere, brother.
Give me the Caniacs. The Panthers put out their own in response. It was lame. It was super lame. It was like 3 or 4 Panthers walking over to Raleigh on a map. It looks like it sucked.
Meow.
It walked the whole way.
Yeah, I didn't like it. I didn't care much for it. I like Carolina here at home. As Gumps will attest, This has kind of been his point on them the whole time. Carolina does not make mistakes. They force you to make the mistakes. They're very solid in their own end. They're a great defensive team. Florida's got a great forecheck, which will help against that. But I like the depth of the Hurricanes. I like their decor. And they've got solid options in net for goaltending. I will go with Carolina here, game one.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Caniacs for glory.
Okay.
I, too, am on the Caniacs.
Fuck it. Team Skate.
Team Skate.
I'll jump on 20,000 screaming Caniacs, brother.
Are we betting money?
Brother. I mean, even though game ones are a bit of a gong show.
They are a bit of a gong show, but and they've had 6 days off, but I trust Rod the Bod, Brendan Moore, to have the boys ready to play.
Oh, yeah.
He's a great head coach. Guys love playing for him. They all talk about what a great mentor and leader he is. I think they'll be ready to play.
Okay.
I might turn around and take the Cats to win the series after the Hurricanes win tonight.
The Cats in the cradle?
With a silver spoon.
Little boy.
Ooh, I don't know.
Head on the moon.
When you're coming home, comes your phone.
No,
meow.
All right, good luck.
It's gonna be
a baby, Nick.
I'm there.
Hi, baby. Thank you, Nick.
Hey, baby Gums. Good luck tomorrow.
Bruce. Hey, see you, bro.
We'll talk tomorrow about it.
Don't put those back on my desk. I have no self-control.
Get your scissors back, Tony. Those are bad scissors.
I hate those.
The white handle.
Yeah, they got a bad like that
scared
the lean.
That's what you were doing that all day yesterday, weren't you?
Yeah, the lean.
Thank you.
The lean onto him was that. Like. What
I just
are
remembered
you
were doing that all fucking day.
Sorry.
From this angle, no matter what way I look at you, I'm not going to be able to notice how far those are away from your neck.
Just trust that I'm not going to stab myself with fucking
just
shit.
Trust the man.
Can we have no faith? Do we have no faith in anybody anymore?
Nope.
Fair.
No, we don't.
Not at all. Fuck. Apparently there's
We got a couple dog fights in Europa League right now.
Apparently there's an audio delay right now. I don't know if we can do anything about that. We'll fix that for more.
An audio delay?
Yeah, who said, Bill?
Like my lips are doing this and then the audio.
We got a frame rate going on.
No. Is there F's in the chat?
No, not F's, but just like A audio.
C minuses.
C minuses in the chat.
Couple B pluses.
Yeah.
We're passing. Basketball game tonight.
What are we doing here?
What do you mean, what are we doing here? I'll take the same bet I did on fucking the other night. Give me the Nuggets, minus the 5.5. Actually, I had minus 6, so I pushed, hoping the 5.5 wins tonight.
What do you got, Bruce?
Take fucking Austin Reeves, over 1.5 threes.
Yep, you can go ahead and lock it in. They're still giving it out, and I'm still taking it. Austin Reeves, over 1.5 three-pointers, minus 148. I don't understand it. He makes two free threes, basically 80% of the time. And he has been for months now.
He's made two threes in, I think, every playoff game but one or two.
Yep, and then I'm on the Lakers plus 5.5. I don't love it. I'm just doing it to be there. I do think the Rui Hachimura onto Joker and AD kind of sitting in that pocket, grabbing a ton of rebounds, is going to keep having success. And for that reason as well, I'm on AD over 12.5 rebounds, minus 130. I think he'll be chilling and closing that rebound differential.
Okay.
From game one.
Say you, Mitt.
I think that the Lakers are 4-0 against the spread at coming after a loss this postseason. They're 4-0 actually straight up this postseason coming after a loss. So I think I'm gonna take the Lakers plus the 5.5, and I'm also gonna take a money line.
Yeah, brother.
Hell yeah.
What are you doing? Dump.
Yeah, I'll take Lakers in the points here. Don't love it.
I'm
going to be honest. I don't love it.
Can I circle back?
I don't love it either.
No, I hate it.
They might just get boat raced.
Might.
Yeah.
They could win.
Might not.
Then they could win outright.
Yeah.
Can I circle
both
back?
That's kind of the crux of the problem.
But both these series, every game. Don't know. Yep.
Also, the Corgi said that the Lakers would win game two.
Not gonna lie, dude.
Corgi's dead.
That Corgi. No. Corgi's still alive, but Corgi's fake.
Corgi's still alive, but.
Corgi's
lost.
Yeah, Corgi pretty good though. Bambi don't bats level.
Lad, can we go back?
To go
during the whole I think it was during the scissors thing, you had brought up footy, and I completely went through my brain. I didn't hear.
Oh, just a couple dog fights right now, both 0-0 at the half.
Okay, good.
Yep.
I just wanted to make sure I didn't miss anything there, because my brain wasn't hearing anything.
I struggle to get fired up for the Europa, even though I know it's the later stages now.
Yeah, that's understandable, Bruce.
I don't know how many of these.
I don't think anybody's dying for a Europa League Thursday at any point.
Keegs is now -4, as well as Bison, who's also -4.
Yeah, so Bison is nailing butts with the thing just up to his.
Is it just me, or is there more fucking chaos in golf than ever? Right.
There is, and it's on.
Oh yeah.
Like, I don't remember seeing a guy get fucking hit with a fucking
ball.
Listen, Rombo had to save the PGA at the Masters. Feels like Scoop might have to save the boys here.
What happened with Scheffler this morning, walking all over to the table where he took a shot?
He didn't know it was his fucking shot.
I think he may have known that it was
his shot. No, he said, what the fuck? I know it was my turn.
I think he maybe had some idea.
Yeah, I think he knew, Tony.
I don't know.
The course, though, also is living up to the tough, but the stern but fair expectations we had coming in. Matt Fitzpatrick, guy I'm on, I think he's 5 over. You know, Rombo was struggling a bit early. I think he might be 4 over still.
Yeah. I mean, guys are still teeing off right now because of the 2.
Very curious to see how the late boys do. Tony, I know we're both on Cantley and Finau, who
teeing off late. Yeah. Xander, I have some stuff on Xander too.
Yeah.
Matt
Fitzpatrick was just a donation to his note taking ability.
Smart.
Good notes. Good notes, buddy.
Also, it kind of makes sense with Bison too, right? Like, finding his spot in tough conditions where, like, he's just like doing the math and hitting perfect. For
sure. Where's Brooks?
He's been fucking
missed chances. He's playing with Scoot. And it's kind of crazy because, like, it feels like they're playing, you know, like 1A, 1B. But
he's 2 over.
Yeah.
He was kind of like,
he's 4 back of Scotty.
He's missing hit at Scotty. No, Sky's 5. Sky's 3.
He's 5 back of Scotty.
There you go.
Scotty does.
Baseball tonight, there's 2 games.
2
games. I've seen,
I don't like either of them. So.
Really?
Let me look at Hold on. Let me relook.
Let me relook
at a line.
I like the Yanks, first 5.5.
All right, you talked to me in the Dodgers.
Yeah, and I like the Dodgers for sure. First
give me Dodgers any way you can get them.
Dodgers any way you can get them. Yankees any way you can get them. It's the same as the other night at Barrios against a good Yankees team. It's like Gausman. He'll get lit up.
I am on the Yankees. I'm going run line. I got it early
Welcome
in the day.
Back, Bruce.
So
Welcome
it was
back,
minus Bruce. 154. Yeah. I mean, they lost last night.
Yeah, they
first
did.
Five push.
That's because fucking guess what?
Because you let them down.
I said I don't know that no, tonight, and they lost.
Bassett might have found it.
Bassett's a dog.
Basset Hound has found it.
Yeah, he's a dog. But I am on the Yankees full game run line plus 1.5. But, my friends, we're 0-1 on these. I'm on Adam Wainwright and the St. Louis Cardinals plus 1.5, minus 125.
Fucking Chucky ball game.
Yeah.
And it's 7.20.
Hey.
Hey, Dodgers any way you can get them.
Dodgers any. You fucking turned, Bruce.
It's a nice warm night in St. Louis.
Fucking Dodgers.
It's a nice warm night in St. Louis, and Wainwright's about to turn the corner like the rest of the guys.
Guys, we have already addressed the mics being off. So we'll fix it for tomorrow, okay?
Fuck. What happened?
The mics being.
Delay.
Anything else,
Bruce? Delay.
Nope.
Is there nothing else?
We need more baseball tomorrow.
Tomorrow I have Freiburg draw no bet at home against Wolfsburg. I have Sassuolo. Draw no bet at home against Monza. I have Monaco double chance at Lyon in a pretty big matchup in Liga.
Lyon.
MLS fucking good again last night.
Let's go, baby.
The best. MLS is the best, dude. These lines are fucking incredible. Just the money line parlay missed. Everything else, bang on. Feels like if you can get double chance in MLS, it's worth its weight in gold.
That's how I feel about these run lines. We're getting on pretty good teams in baseball.
Well, they kind of fucked us. They kind of took away the minus a half on the good teams first five in MLB this year.
You got to head on over to the Hard Rock.
Yeah, you did got to head on over the Hard Rock. Head on over the Hard Rock,
huh? I tried. I can't get on. I've been trying for months.
Once I was showing you. Yeah, I am serious, though. No free ads, but the first five lines are crazy at the Hard Rock.
I love how you talk about it like it's a fucking casino.
I mean, it is. It is.
All right, we'll be back tomorrow for Picks Friday.
Picks Friday.
Good luck.
God bless.
Hammer.
Dog.